Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, what's up?
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yeah, I think we're going to open the phone lines tonight, folks. We'll let people call in and check it out. We're on the train. Yes, indeed, folks. We're going to be talking about the Trump train and what the hell's going on in the Trump administration. We'll be talking about all kinds of things. There were some great rallies. We had a great, great turnout in the Capitol in Tallahassee, but not as big as it should have been, as Shoot Straight gave as many buses as they could. I believe they had 50 to 60 buses that they put together. Unfortunately, I wasn't on one of them. I had plenty of things lined up for Saturday before that event ever happened. I would really have liked to have been up there. I sometimes schedule weekends a month and a half in advance because I never know what's going on from day to day, so I got to put things on a schedule. Because I got folks coming after me, they want to have shows, they want to talk to me, they want to chit-chat, and I got to do it because you fans are the most important part of this show. That is absolutely the truth, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in every week. Check this out. We're going to talk a little bit about this in a minute. I'll be back.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Liberty
Attention
Rock.
Conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and you know he's given his all, and you know when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform, they are very human just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office, and the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray, USA, right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray, USA.
Yes, indeed, folks, DaveBrayUSA.com. And if you want to call in and listen to this show without interruption, and you want to just hear the audio part of it, you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation to listen to it on your computer, or you can dial in 347-637-3942. That number again.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. They have a 347-637-3942 if you want to call in on a switchboard and listen live. Whatever you do, you just call in to listen. Don't do anything. Call in. It'll put you right in the queue. You want to ask a question? Press the button. I want to say hello to everybody there in the Facebook live feed. Carolyn, my good old friend from back in high school, Mark, is there. Terry, one of my biggest fans, Terry Fletcher, there. Mike, what's happening? Great job at the 2A Amendment rallies this week. I saw Mike's live feed. Good job. I seen one feed from Albany that was amazing. Oh, man, it was good stuff. I want to say hello to Tony Francis, our researcher at Patriot Nation Radio. Thank you so much, Francis. When we need her, she's always there to research a story and make sure that it's true and right, and that we are bringing the true stories, not bullcrap, because I know everybody likes no bullcrap. Hey, the good sheriff's watching. Hello, Sheriff Meenhouse. Thanks for joining in. It's great to see you. Marshall Law is there in the live feed. Peggy's watching, Steve Smith's watching, Terry's watching, Jay's watching, Maureen's watching. Hey, what's happening? Tony's watching, Stacy and Timothy and everybody in the live feed. Mark Johnson, we got a bunch of great people watching tonight. Jose and Diana and Kim. And man, it's a great show, folks. We are rocking and rolling. As you know, our good friend and brother Dave Bray is getting ready to release a new album, Memorial Day. And if you were there in North Dakota or you watched some of the live feed, you got to see Dave Bray, our friend Jose. He's in the live feed. I think he's seen it. Jose, if that was a good concert, if Dave Bray knocked it out of the house and you liked the new music, let's see some thumbs up, some hearts, some giggles. Let's see it, brother. We want to see it. You're there in the live feed. I mean, blast it. Let's see 100 thumbs and 100 hearts for Dave Bray. But a fellow, John Bundy, put together a great montage for God Bless America. So I'm going to play a little clip. I'm not going to play the whole song. It's long because I want to get our guest on. He's there in hold. I see him. And while it's playing, I'm going to screen it. And you folks there in the live feed get to see the cable version. Thumbs up and a hearts up. Judith, hello. We have maybe a new list watcher, video viewer. Melly, what's happening? Thanks for joining the show. I am so happy to be here with each and every one of you. Check this out. I'm going to screen my call real fast while this plays. This is Dave Bray. God bless America. DaveBrayUSA.com. You're all in the live feed. As we raise up our voices to the air in this solemn prayer. God bless America. This land that I love. Now, you want to look for that montage by John Bundy. It's there on my page. But I want to play one more thing before we get rocking. Gary Beck's watching. Robbie Garcia is watching. Here's my coffee, Rob. Wah, 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 wah. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. This is sent to me today. Check it out. By our guest. My guest sent this. Ray Ray.
I had a dream the other night. I didn't understand. A figure walking through the mist with a rifle in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by the bed. He took off his three-cornered hat and, speaking low, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure your liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave to make you the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we thought you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Now your freedom's gone. Your courage is lost. You're no more than a slave in your land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel, permits to own a gun, permits to start a business or build a place for one on land you think you own. You pay your yearly rent, but you don't have a voice in saying how that money's spent. Now your children attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about your current news in a regulated press and pay more taxes than you owe to that thing called IRS. Your money's no longer made of silver or gold. Trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. And you pay for crimes that make your nation turn from God in shame. Now you've taken Satan's number, traded in your name. You give your government control to those who could do you harm, so they can padlock churches and steal the family farm and keep the nation deep in debt while putting men of faith in jail and then harass your fellow countrymen while your corrupt courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And now your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. You send guns and artillery to foreign shore, and then you send your youth to slaughter, fighting other people's wars. Could you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or have you lost your courage and your faith to stand with pride? Are there no more values for which you fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? The people of this republic, it's time to rise and take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of your land. Preserve your great republic and every God-given right. And let us pray to God to keep that torch of freedom burning bright. As I woke,
oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Hail the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
be a little patriotic, folks. Do you see what happened this weekend across this country? The rally for the Second Amendment. Americans united against tyranny and the Patriot Union Party with Dave Bray, Jordan Page, Lee Finicum, Michael Hutton, and a few others, Billy Below, standing up for America in big ways. I see a rise in patriotism because I believe patriots across this country feel a real threat against what our founding fathers gave us. With people like James Comey and the FBI, what the heck's his name, Andrew McCabe, and Rod Rosenstein, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, actively trying to overthrow a president right in our faces. They're not hiding it, and nothing's happened. An attorney general is silent. Okay, it's the Russian part's over. He can unrecuse himself and get these turkeys. Is he doing it? I don't think so. It's not right. How are these people committing crimes, treason, trying to overthrow the president right in our faces? And here we are, hoping to, somebody do something. We've seen people trying really hard to do something this weekend at state capitals across this country. We had a pretty good turnout in Florida. I want to thank each and every one of my patriotic American friends of all races, creeds, colors, and religions joining together in unity of about 3,000 strong at the Florida state capitol. Butch Eaton's watching. He's all the way out there on the West Coast. Welcome to the show, Butch. You may remember Butch Eaton from the Malia Wildlife Refuge situation. He's a good guy. You wouldn't believe his story. I'll maybe have to have Butch come on the show soon and retell his story just so folks can always remember the tyranny that came down on the people of Burns, Oregon, over there at the Malia Wildlife Refuge, where America's patriotic martyr, LaVoy Finicum, was murdered by the FBI. We see this FBI clown, whoops, getting in trouble here, but who knows what's going to happen with his case. I don't even remember his name, Astriota or something like that. Yeah, he's going down the tank, hopefully. You know, taking shots at LaVoy and lying about and trying to cover it up. Man, it's fucking crazy. Excuse my French. But we're going to get into all kinds of stuff here. I got this show scheduled till 9:30. So here we go. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome my featured guest this evening. We're going to talk about all things in the news right now. He's told me he's been doing some research on a lot of the topics, getting ready to talk a little bit about the legalities of the Syrian gas attack and the bombing. So here we go. Let's bring in our good friend. And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Marshall Law, what's happening, Marshall?
Hey, brother. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So you heard
how you doing today?
I got a little patriotic there for a minute. You sent me that
video
today.
Yeah, I saw that. It's good. Hey, nothing wrong with that. We need more people like that in this country.
You know, and I played that, and I didn't care about what the guy thought about his dream. I know what I was feeling, and I threw on the national anthem quick. Usually I do it only once a show. I did it twice a show during the NFL season because screw the NFL players. I stand for the flag and I salute it when the national anthem plays, and I don't care who likes it or dislikes it.
Absolutely.
You know, just if anything, just for the men who fought and died for that flag, I will always stand for the national anthem. That's it.
I've got family in the military as we speak.
Amen. Yes, indeed. Yeah, you have a little bit of a military background. I mean, we had some good conversations. And you've done some great things. Like me, come from a rough past a little bit, and we rose from the ashes to become good, law-abiding American citizens trying to do what's right so that our children and our grandchildren can have a place to live freely.
Amen, brother.
You know, people make mistakes in life, and then we move on. And that's life. Yeah. And so they're trying to get Donald Trump on things that happened before he was ever a president. And, you know, if it wasn't really breaking the law, I don't care if he paid for some kind of a porn star or whatever. I don't care. As long as
that really ain't none of my business either.
That's between him and his wife. You know?
Yeah, as long as he's doing his job that I voted him in to do, I am 100% behind this man, and I've been ever since.
Yep. Now, here we go. We're going over to Syria, and this guy supposedly gasses his people. My personal opinion, I don't believe that Bashar al-Assad gassed his own people simply because a week before this happened, Trump said, all right, you know, we're leaving Syria. We got rid of ISIS. That's what we were there to do. ISIS is gone. We're leaving. Have your civil war. See you later. And so you think Assad would really gas his people to make America stay?
Well, this is what I think. You know, I know Israel, the next day, Israel sent in fighter pilots, and they bombed the exact area where that happened at. And what is going around the Internet is that what they were doing as far as Israel bombing, they were covering up the scene. Now, I don't know that to be fact or fiction because I'm obviously not there on the scene. But, all I can do is do enough research through the Internet and find out all I can find out. But it doesn't seem like it was a good stance for Israel to go in there and actually bomb the area that we needed to go in to investigate to find out if it was chlorine or if it was sarin gas.
Yeah.
You know, nobody knows now because it's been bombed.
They trying to hide something? Who knows? And isn't
that's
they,
what
and,
looks
and
to me.
Also,
I mean, I can only give my assumption on that because I don't have any data on that. But to me, it looks like something was trying to be hidden.
Yep. And then not only that, but I heard Israel also lobbed a few bombs into Iran, too.
Well, I saw John Bolton. Now, he's the former United Nations ambassador. Now, he started with Trump on Monday. That's, I think it was April 9th, like 6 days ago, as the National Security Advisor. Now, what he said, and I quote, Putin looked Trump directly in the eyes and lied about chemicals in Syria. So as far as I know about Bolton, he's a direct – he's like a Trump with a mustache. He's direct. He's up front. And he's straight to the punch. And he was there when Putin said that to Trump. And he said he indirectly – I mean, he looked directly in Trump's eyes and lied to him about the chemicals. And that's really why – you know, I know the deep state wants a war because they want chaos because of all what's going on behind the scenes in the 25,000 sealed indictments. So what they want is they want an all-out war just to take the American focus off of, I hate to bring it up, but off of QAnon and off of, you know, 25,000 indictments that are sealed right now. But I can tell you this.
Yep.
John Bolton, he's a wrestler. He's a fighter. He's going to get in the pits. He's going to fight with these people, and he's also going to help Trump drain the swamp. He's already fired. You wouldn't believe how many people he's already fired. It's beyond numbers that you could even imagine at this moment.
Yes, indeed. It's pretty crazy. And a lot of people are like, oh, my God, I can't. He's going to war without congressional approval. And this is what I learned. Through the National Defense Authorization Act, in a case where national security, which is what they always claim, is possibly at risk, the president is authorized to use military force to thwart any threat to national security at any time he deems fit, as he is the commander-in-chief and he can command his military to go drop bombs in Syria legally. And the War Powers Act also, I think he's got some authorization through the War Powers Act. As long as they claim national security.
There's a couple other things. Okay, so, they're talking about whether Trump has the constitutional authority to bomb Syria or not. But here's what Pompeo said, and he said this under oath. He said that we should work with Congress on this, but that Trump has the domestic right to do so. So I looked this up. And I went through a whole bunch of files and a whole bunch of online And what I come up with, on December 21st, 2017, Trump signed an executive order, human trafficking and human rights abuse. Worldwide.
Yes.
It's worldwide. And on 4/14, Q said to trust POTUS. The deep state, they really, really want a war, and they want more than just blowing up warehouses. But where Trump gets his authority is that executive order on human trafficking and human rights abuse, and which is what they did. So what Trump has done, you know, just like when his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, flew over to Saudi Arabia, and then within 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 days tops, there was a large amount of princes being they were arrested. They were held into some kind of hotel up there under lock and key where they couldn't leave.
Yep.
All their assets were frozen. And so what Jared Kushner went over there with was a file. And it was a file of 9/11. The file that had been closed, Trump opened, and under the sheets of everybody's knowledge, which I know what they have done, that Saudi Arabia was involved. Why do you think Obama came out and said, you're not allowed to sue Saudi Arabia over 9/11? Because they were the ones that were a part of perpetrating the whole attack. I mean, that's the biggest attack on American history that we know of. I mean, the
Osama
Gulf,
bin
you know,
Laden.
I mean,
Osama bin Laden, Saudi. Almost every hijacker involved in that, in the taking of the planes, Saudi.
Was from Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
And Osama bin Laden was pals with the Bush family. They know this. Everybody knows this. You know, he was a CIA asset.
1984, he worked for America.
Yep, sure was. He was a CIA asset, and he was best friends with George Bush Jr.
Yep. Pretty scary
stuff.
So,
I mean, this is all coming out. And according to
You know what else, too, is it was very convenient. One, all the airspace was closed down, especially around the World Trade Center where the attack occurred. And 5 hours after the attack, 25 bin Ladens got on a jet and flew back home. Huh. What does that say?
Yeah, there's a lot going on behind the scenes that, I don't want to call the American people sheep, and I really don't, but there is a lot of unwoke humans in this country, but they're slowly waking up.
Mm-hmm.
They're slowly getting to their feet, off their couch, just like the march, the 2A march and the 2A rally that happened. And I do want to give props out to one of the speakers, because I watched a bunch of them. I watched probably about 30-some-odd speakers from my office online on 3 different computers live, watching them all. And one of the ones that really hit me the best was this friend of mine, Heather Brees. She was at the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania Capitol, and her speech really hit home for me. And I just want to give a props and a thumbs up to Heather Brees about that. She did a great job.
But if you have that video, share it to my radio page so folks can see it.
Yeah, I think she's watching. I think she's actually on here. Take a look and see if you can find her. She was on here earlier. She might not be now, because she does her own thing called Heather's Corner. So,
right.
Her speech was phenomenal, and it was just nice to hear American people coming together. Now, here's what I got to say about this, and of course, this is just my opinion, and obviously I don't want the FBI or the ATF and all them ragheads trying to come to my house, but, you know, going to a rally anymore in this day and age with what's going on with the deep state behind closed doors that we're finding out on a day-to-day basis, our next rally is simply not going to be just going up there and rah-rah our guns and rah-rah our amendments and our Constitution. It's literally going to have to be taken over. Eventually it's going to have to come to that, to where we're going to have to just go in there and say, hey, this is how it's going to be. This is how, you know, it's going to go. especially if they take Trump out, we are definitely going to be.
It's a constitutional duty when the representation that you vote, you elected to represent you no longer represents you, to cast them out. It is written.
Well, that's what's going to have to happen eventually. And, you know, I don't want to give any down props to the two-way rally and the two-way get-together march and all the capitals, but I can tell you this. In my view, in my research that I've done over the years, that the next step, and I'm telling you what's really going to trigger that, is if they take Trump out in some form or fashion, whether impeachment or rather through assassination, God forbid, Jesus, please don't let that happen to my president, the guy that's trying to save America. But if that happens, the American people will at that moment, and that's a too late of a moment, but it's going to happen, that we're going to stand up and take the capitals, literally take the capitals.
If you look back through history, pretty much every president that tried to help the nation and stick up for the people.
Well, I mean, John Kennedy, yeah.
Reagan
got shot, three attempts on his life.
Kennedy, Reagan, you know, so it's pretty scary, but I know his security's top-notch, and everywhere he goes, I'm sure they're there a day before clearing a place.
Well, yeah, what I got through my intel is he's got his personal security, which is, I don't know what it is, but he's got his personal security as his one, number one around him, and then he's got SEAL Team 6 around that security, and then he's got another team around that security. So he's got three levels so far that I know of security.
And I bet he's packing every day himself.
Yeah, and he's also,
I know he's,
everybody thinks he's fat. He's got I don't want to get into that. I don't want to let everybody know what the man's got, you know, what he's doing, how he's securing himself. But, yeah, I can tell you that he's secured. I mean, they're coming after his family. You know, the helicopter shut down, which was done by remote. I think it was Don Jr. and his family were in that helicopter. And they got lucky to land that helicopter.
Yeah.
Stuff's getting serious now.
It is. It's pretty scary what's going on.
yeah, absolutely. But you know what? The American patriot will rise, and unfortunately, it's going to take a big boom. You know, it's going to take a big thing for the American patriot to not get up and go to work that day and get up and load their cars. And, you know, it's just going to take something bigger than, you know, hey, family, stay here. I've got something I got to go do type scenario. Because we're all responsible. We all have jobs. You know, we're trying to keep a level of respect within our own world, hoping that Trump and you know, all the military, the calm before the storm military, are going to be able to handle this.
Well, see, you like me, get a lot of information, I know, and you research a lot. And if what I'm hearing is true about, what is it, Frazzle Drip?
Yeah, I caught
video.
That.
There's a video going out called Frazzle Drip.
I caught it.
Folks.
I saw it already today, this morning.
It's in the dark web somewhere. I would suggest folks not watching.
Yeah, don't watch it. You can't watch it. If you do watch it, you're probably going to be visited by, I don't know, the FCC on to the FBI, probably the CIA.
Because
but what I have been told, what I have been told,
the young
is
lady
that
in the
this
video
is so disturbing that it has literally made grown men cry and vomit.
Yeah, and what the deal is too about watching it. If you watch it and it's on your electronic device, whichever it may be, because the person involved with Hillary and Huma is, I believe, only 12 years old, and it's pretty sick.
Yeah, I have actually been infiltrated. I don't know if you saw the video I posted this morning. But I was infiltrated this morning. Actually, it's been for about a week, but today they really got me today. And I was able to catch it on my cell phone recording my laptop, and somebody from a remote location is taking over my computer. And I've got it on video just in case they try to upload some shit on my computer, because I've had this computer since college in 2010 when I was going to Daytona State College for RN school. But, yeah, they've infiltrated my computer. They have full, total control of my computer when they're up there. And I know that because it's translucent. My cursor literally goes behind the screen, and I can't control anything. And I did a video, about two or three of them this morning, and I did a live Facebook video so everybody can see it. And, of course, obviously a few of my friends are contacting me worried because they can see right there on the video that I am being infiltrated. They had taken over my computer when they want to. Not my cell phone, but my laptop. They got that one. That's some scary stuff. Yeah. That means I'm into some heavy knowledge that they don't want me to know.
Right. Yep. Seems like it, huh? Hey,
there's a video I did, I don't know, it's about a month, less than a month ago, but I can tell you this. I have been doing research on this for the past probably 15 months, longer in some of the event cases as far as the subject matter is concerned. But, Mark, I can tell you this. These children, these people that are out there marching for the March for Our Lives, understand this. Oh, my God, understand this. They just like Hitler said in 1947, I don't know the damn year, I don't even know the year, I'm mistakenly if I say it, but he did say, give me a country's generation and I will control that country. And what they're doing is taking control of our children, not only through school.
I'm going to tell you right now, during the primaries, I was telling everybody on the show, folks, if you know a 16-year-old, they're voting in the next election. You know, 15, 16-year-old kids, they'll be voting. You got to start getting in their ears now. And then, bam, this crap happens in Broward County, and now they're parading these kids around, and they know that they have to get in the ear of the kids. But I did see some hope, a lot of glimmers of hope of a lot of kids who are like, wait a minute, are you people crazy?
Yeah, there's some children out there that are not fluoridated through the water. You know, they can see through the fog and the mist of the government propaganda.
David Hogg, right?
Now David Hogg is nothing but a FBI son and a mother that works for CNN. He's nothing but a propagandist. So my daughter just messaged me and said, Dad, you're talking too much, so I'm going to shut up.
David Hogg wants to slit the First Amendment, slice the Second Amendment until it applies to him or somebody threatens one of his favorite amendments. They said, well, we want you to wear clear backpacks. What do you mean? Oh, you're invading our privacy. You're violating my constitutional right. You know, but as soon as they started violating his constitutional right, he starts getting all mad. And now he wants 16-year-olds to vote and nobody over the age of 21, under the age of 21, to be able to have a gun. So he's crazy.
They've already got gun control. Honestly, Mark, they've already got it. I mean, a lot of people don't understand. It's like a frog in a slow boil, you know, the water that's slowly boiling. What they have done is you need to have a permit to carry a gun, correct?
You need a license to drive a car. You need a license to go
okay,
hunting.
So that's not even in the Constitution. What I remember is there's no infringement. But then also, if you're I don't want most felons to have a gun, but it doesn't say anything like that in the Constitution. Now, there's a lot of felons, like a guy that got caught with four or five joints. They're making that a felony. If you get a DUI, you're a felon now. You can't own a gun. You can't vote. Now they're talking about mental health. I mean, I've got people asking me, you know, I don't want to go into the doctor because I've got issues with getting mad a lot, and they're going to put me on medication, and then I got to turn in my gun. So they're slowly taking away our rights, like the frog in a slow boil.
Yeah, I hear you. real fast, I got it. Somebody's on the line, and it looks like they want to ask a question. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this cool tune on and screen this call, and I'll be back right after this. Hold on, folks.
All
check
right,
out
brother.
This. Johnny, Ring of Fire.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
There you have it, folks. That's Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. We got to cut the songs off. People don't want to hear whole songs when you have talk radio and live feeds going, so we sometimes cut the songs off. We'll never cut the national anthem off. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, don't do that.
You know what I mean? But we got a guy on the line. He's got a little something to add. He's going to help us with the conversation flow. It's always good to hear from the listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm bringing in right now Tony. What's happening, Tony? Welcome to the show. Say hello to Marshall. Marshall, say hello to Tony.
Hey, Tony, how you doing, brother?
Doing good. Just to add a little bit, I joined the military and served this country in Afghanistan.
Thank you.
I took an oath to defend this country against enemies, foreign or domestic. I heard you talk about earlier about how even Trump right now, if he gets impeached or something, you'll take it all the way up to Washington. It's a direct threat on the Constitution of the United States, and I reported you to the FBI. You're enemies, and you will be taken down, just like Sean Hannity, and America will prevail. You have no stand here in the propaganda bullshit. Keep going
nobody
on
here
with your fucking
that.
Propaganda. You are being taken down as we speak.
Nice guy.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, listen, nobody actually – folks, you hear this guy, he's like, I reported you to the FBI. You guys are crazy. Nobody's promoting any kind of sedition.
Nobody's promoting anything. All we're saying is we have the right to protect this country.
Right. And we didn't say we're going to, that's it, we're going, let's go. Here we go, we're hitting it, you know. No, we're not
Jesus.
Doing nothing like that. But, you know, it's in the founding documents. It is written that as the people, when they no longer represent your best interests, they represent theirs and the best interests of others. It's our duty to cast them off. It's written. I mean, you know, we're not saying, oh, here we go, we're going, let's go. You know, here we go, yay. You know, it's none of that. None of that. We don't want that. That's the last thing any one of us want. None of us want that.
I mean, all we want to do is get up, go to work, do our job, love our family, love our Lord, and live our lives in peace, in harmony. You know, we don't want none of this crap. But see, we're having to deal with all this, I hate to say it, Luciferian crap that we're seeing. It's literally out there. You know, these people are literally taking children. I mean, if anybody knows my Facebook, they know that I post every single child abduction that I find, because I want to make sure that the world knows that something's going on. Something is literally going on. People are taking our children. And you know, it's got to stop.
I just thought of something. That last
that,
gentleman bro? was all hot and bothered, hollering at us like, I called the FBI. Well, guess what? They listened to my show.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know,
but you know what? I've got nothing to fear, nothing to worry about.
Why?
I'm not a threat to anybody.
But you know, I know they listen. I had Ammon Bundy on the show. I had Ryan Bundy on the show. I had Cliven Bundy on the show. I had John Ritzheimer on the show. Joe Kajay on the show. Shalit
Well, I invited
on the show.
Janine Jeanette Finnecom, one of my Facebook friends, to watch this, to listen to this show. I invited John Ritzheimer, which is one of my Facebook friends. Lavoie's daughter, for some reason, her name escapes my mind at the moment.
Finnecom.
Who?
Shalise.
Yes, there you go. Thank you very much. I invited her to watch this as well. I did a lot
on the show
of logistics.
She came on the show with Jordan Page and Dave Bray about 2 weeks ago. It was a good show.
I did a lot of logistics for the Malheur as far as doing Google Earth for them and everything. But that's why I got a lot of them as my friend on Facebook. But the deal is, you know, we're just patriots trying to save this country from people that are dead set on running this country.
Scary stuff. I can't believe that right before our very eyes we're watching, and the guy's like, I reported you to the FBI. The FBI is so crooked, who knows? They might throw something at us. Who the hell knows? But,
well, my laptop is being invaded right now, literally being invaded right now as we speak. But ain't no big deal. It's not a big deal. They've done it about 15 times today already. It's a screen that pops up and it's Lucent. Yeah, I can't get on it, but you can see my cursor behind it. It's crazy.
Right.
Absolutely nuts.
I can't control it. What's happening with Zuckerberg there testifying in Congress, just setting it all up. I mean, some crazy things are getting ready to happen. And, you know, the net neutrality thing, everybody's like, oh, Facebook's going to charge. You know, I don't believe it for a second. I don't know if you've seen all of this hoopla that's going on.
Yeah, I've seen it all.
You know, but it doesn't hurt. You know, people are putting their whole lives on their photographs. All their photographs go on Facebook. And then they delete them out of their phones and stuff. And if Facebook goes away, there goes all your family photos. So this weekend, my fine wife was taking her photos from Facebook and sticking them into a file so that we don't, you know, if Facebook goes down, we still got all the photos. Hallelujah.
Well, about 2 weeks ago, Mark, I put a post on Facebook that said, boom, we're going to war, net going dark. Martial law, chaos in the streets, martial law. And I can tell you this, the first thing I said happened, not that we're going to war or we're in war, but bombs were going to go off. I knew that to be true. And now I'm just waiting on, and I don't literally mean the internet's going to go actually dark where you can't go on it, but it's going to go to a level to where you can't even post things or like things that are, or even share things that are, you know, within the realms of being a patriotic American. That's what I mean by dark. It's going to go liberal. I should have said liberal.
Right. Well, you see what they're doing
now. Liberal, but you know.
Well, you see, like what they did with Diamond and Silk, and go ahead on to the go surf Facebook. And see how much, before you would see things from this conservative news reporting group and that, and you would see this guy and Ben Shapiro and that guy, and then you would see Dan Bongino, and you'd see this guy and that guy. You'd see a Richard Mack video, Sheriff Mack video, but now you don't see none of it. There's nothing.
Yeah, well, I get Dan Bongino. I've got him on. I got him on a bell. You know, I hit the bell, so every time he comes on, and my computer bells, and it comes up, and I get to watch him. But, yeah, if you don't bell somebody, then a lot of times it don't even let you know that they're on live.
Yeah. Well, if somebody I want to see, I usually click follow, you know, or when they get, like you said, you know, bell them. And even those aren't even coming up now half the time, you know. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was kicked off of YouTube about two and a half years ago from the videos that I was doing. And I did a video about China. I don't know if you've seen that. It was done a long time ago. I was actually in Daytona Beach at college, and I was doing research in between studies, and I was doing studies on the economy and what was going on with America and China economy, and what was really, really going on underneath the scene, and that China was trying to buy up, and they were literally buying up parts of Nebraska, Utah, California, and I knew that something was going on there, and I did a video on that, and no more than 2 days after I did that video, I've got an automatic three-strike, you're out of here, from YouTube, and I haven't really had a YouTube since.
Right. I never did YouTube. My buddy Rob is asking me to do YouTube so we can start doing YouTube live on Liberty Rush, libertyrush.com, social media without the libtarded rhetoric. And so far I haven't, done it. I'm just not really into the YouTube thing too much. But I'm right here at getting close to the end of the show, and my battery's getting weak. So, Marshall, I'm going to give you the microphone for a second so I can go get my charger. Talk to the folks, and I'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Marshall with some insight. Let's talk about whatever you like, and I'll be back in 1 minute. Seriously.
Hey, folks. I want to say hello, Lexi, if you're out there. Heather Brees. I don't have the actual live video up because both my cell phone and my laptop has been taken down during this process. For some reason, I'm not really sure why. But a couple of topics that really, really interest me and pique my, my train of thought is what's going on with the fluoride in the water that's literally dumbing down the American people. That's what the chemical does. It's a poison, and they put it in the water. They put it in the water in elementary schools. They put it in the water in middle school, high school, and colleges. Also with this Monsanto, genetically modified organisms where they actually make seeds in a petri dish in a laboratory. Now, this is all fact. You got to look it up if you need to. You don't have to because I've already done it. I've been doing research on this for years. Excuse me. But what they have done is they've made seeds to where bees don't even want the food. I can go in my fridge and take out a tomato or an orange or an apple and cut it up and put it in an ant bed, and the ants will actually go around it.
Yeah.
And then I could take a real fruit that I picked off a tree here in Florida in someone's backyard, cut it up, put it on that same ant bed, and they'll attack it.
Yeah.
Even the ants know that it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Not just that. I mean, they've got vaccines. They have been giving.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Every bit of corn in America today, right now,
is Monsanto.
It's genetically modified.
So is apples, oranges, about everything. The corporations have pretty much taken over the world.
People go, oh, well, it's organic. No, it ain't, because you went and got the GMO seeds.
And it's also organic because even if you do have seeds that are real, that are real seeds, and you plant them outside in your yard, and then all of a sudden you've got 100 planes going overhead, chemtrailing us, what the heck do you think is falling to the ground? It's not organic. It's in your soil, and this is already a proven fact. There's already been military biologists that have already come out and said that our metal in the soil, along with barium, along with aluminum nitrate, is so high that they don't even know how plants are surviving right now.
Yep. And you can see a lot of this information at geoengineeringwatch.org. My friend Dane Whittington runs that. He came on the show a long time ago, but he's really fighting right now. And he's like, I'm sorry, I'm always busy. I can't come on the show. I'm like, dang it, man, I really need you to come on the show. I just talked to him like yesterday. And he's like, I can't come on the show, your show. I'm going to have to figure out a way to maybe pre-record with him.
Well, there's also the G5. You know about the G5?
I'm going to learn about it right now. Tell us about, you're talking about the web?
No, I'm talking about the next Generation 5 cell towers that are going up throughout the entire country.
Microwave. The microwave transmission of cellular devices.
Yeah, so if you really dig into this and you look into the content of what is really going on, so let's just go ahead and say, because we know that they're chemtrailing us with aluminum particles, micro particles that you can't, I mean, I can see them at certain times in the morning, like I showed my daughter. She was walking over to my place with a cup of coffee, and I said, Lexi, cover your coffee because you've got particles flying in your coffee. She's like, what? She walked over to me and looked the other way, and I said, look in the sky, look in the air, just look in the air. And she's like, what is that, Dad? I said, that's aluminum nitrate. So what they're doing is they're spraying aluminum nitrate and barium over our skies, over our heads, and then they're putting up these G5 towers. As soon as they activate these G5 towers, and you've got all this metal in your body, and they turn on those microwaves, what happens when you put a fork in a microwave?
Yep, we're going to fry. Hey, if someone's asked, I just posted something on my live feed about Liberty Rush, so I'm going to play my Liberty Rush ad real fast. Christina, you're there on the live feed. This is my Liberty Rush ad after the phone number.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative.
There you go. LibertyRush.com. A lot of folks are jumping ship and heading over to MeWe, which is run by an Obama appointee. He was appointed by Obama in the Obama administration somewhere. He's now running MeWe. And Infinity SN, they're having all kinds of issues. And 70% of their people on Infinity SN appear to be Islamic. So I would watch out for that. If you're on Infinity SN, just go to their members list and check it out. My friend had done some research checking out these sites, and that's what he found. 70% approximately people are Islamic. Doesn't mean they're bad people, I guess. I don't know. I know some Muslims that will die in the caliphate too that aren't like, you know, wanting to cut off my head, and their kids drive, their daughters go out, you know, in bikinis on the beach. So I tell folks, those kind of Muslims will die also when the caliphate arrives and the jihadis come to town.
Yeah, and the Grand Caliphate is the takeover of the American land. That's the Grand Caliphate, because behind every blade of grass is a rifle, and they know this.
And that's why they got to get the Second Amendment gone and get our guns away from us. That's the whole plan, you know, because that's exactly why we have not been invaded. But
that's the only reason. That's why they're trying to take our guns right now, Mark. They want our guns. Yep. They want them, and they want them bad. Like Dianne Feinstein said, Mr. and Mrs. America, if I could take your guns, I would tell you to turn them in now. There's a reason behind what they want to do, and there's another reason why they're bringing in Syrian refugees and refugees from all over the country that are military-aged fighting men. There's no women. Yep. There's no children. It's all men. We have been invaded. Trump knows this. He's not stupid.
Check this out, too. Years ago, I mean, it's like years ago now, probably 2013, 2014, Arizona Border Recon was down on the border, and they were bringing the kids over in buses and stuff. And they were saying, oh, my God, the kids, the kids, the kids. And I had folks probably all remember this name, Blaine Cooper. At that time, he was just starting to make a name for himself in the Patriot community. He was down there with the Arizona Border Recon guys. And I asked them, because they were helping the Border Patrol. They would catch these guys, and they would bring them to the Border Patrol guys. And I asked them, how many guys, people have you caught? And he said, well, I assisted in 150 apprehensions at that time. He said, about 150. And I said, well, darn. Well, how many of those were kids? Because at that time, that's all they said. It's all these kids, these undocumented children are coming across the border, you know. He's like, well, we had one. One kid, 16 years old, with two teardrops under his eye already. So he's already responsible for two lives at 16. So he's not the guys that he's not the kind that we want coming here. And he's not the children that we want in America. You know, he's one of the gangbangers. So, you know, that
See,
just goes
that's
to
why Trump has got the National Guard at the border because and they're not the only ones that are at the border. I mean, trust me, man, there is the Texas militia at the border. There is Arizona militia at the border. It's not just the National Guard and the Border Patrol. There's militia at the border protecting this country.
Right. Now, there's another guy who was down on the border. He was at Camp Lone Star, my friend Rusty, Rusty Monsees. He had Camp Lone Star down there. His house, his property line is in the Rio Grande. And right across the river, he watches some unspeakable acts being carried out by cartel members. And he's on our side of the river, and there's nothing he can do. It's in another country, and he's watching heinous murders happen. But this one gentleman was down there on Camp Lone Star 2013, 2014, got into it with some Border Patrol guys. I guess there was some kind of thing happened down there, and he wound up doing like 4 or 5 years in jail. His name is K.C. Massey. Folks might remember him. He come on the show right before his incarceration took place. And he's pretty irate and pissed off. He was a political prisoner that everybody forgot about. And I was over the years, over the time, I would always reach out to people that knew him and ask about him. And he's going to maybe come on the show. I'm going to be talking to him probably tomorrow. I'll be talking to him privately. I have his phone number. And we're going to see. I know he's angry because he's seen how Patriots came together for some political prisoners, but forgot others. And
you were talking about him earlier. You didn't want to mention his name, but I appreciate you letting everybody else know that, because I didn't know who he was. I mean, I know Dwayne Elmer, the one that rode the horse all the way to prison.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, with Maureen Pathier.
I had him on the show right before he started his ride. He come on the show. I had asked him a few times, and he was busy. Then finally he had some time. He come on the show, and we had a great show at Dwayne Emmer.
He's a great guy. He's a great patriot. So, you know, there's a lot of patriots in this world. You know, some of us are like me. I'm a keyboard patriot because I spend 8, 10, 12 hours a day researching all day long just so I can save my family and my friends. My job is to protect my daughter, my son, my grandkids, my mom, everybody that's involved, my friends. You know, the more I do research, the more I think I can help people, and that's my calling.
Yep. Well, that's why I do my show, just because I want people. You know, I have a nice lady. She's been listening to my show now for a while, and my old friend Rob from my high school days. It's really cool to watch some of my high school friends tuning into
my
show.
Right, that's so cool for you. That's cool.
You know, there's the people that, you know, I got out of school a long time ago. A long time ago.
Yeah, me too. Hello.
So, she's on here going, wow, I didn't know about this and I didn't know about that. And that's one of the reasons why I do my show, is so that people, and they don't hear things. You know, not everybody hears everything. And she didn't know that MeWe was run by an Obama guy. And what else? And she didn't know something else she wrote on here. But I'm glad to inform and bring it. Oh, she didn't know about K.C. Massey's case. And it's crazy. You know, so that's why we got to keep talking. And there was when I had first started this show, I'm going to go back and talk a little history about Patriot Nation Radio. I was really feeling down. I was like, man, I'm getting like 4 people, 3 people. I actually have a show where nobody listened until like 2 days later. And then I had like 2 listeners with a final tally. I'm like, you know, man, I don't know. I think I'm going to throw in the hat and quit, you know. And a good friend of mine, Beverly, and my wife were like, listen. And my wife can't stand that I do this show because it takes time away from the family, you know, and I'm always on the phone. I'm chasing guests and talking to people. So she gets annoyed sometimes. But she's like, listen, if one person's listening, you have to keep talking. My
if
friend
you
Beverly
give one red pill out to one person, you've done the job.
So I was like, oh, man, you're right, you know. And so now here I am, My 5-year anniversary of Patriot Nation Radio is coming up in 2 months. 5 years.
Almost
600 episodes of Patriot Nation Radio. I don't make a dime. We pay for this site. Somebody pays for it. I haven't paid for it. And whoever does pay for this site, thank you. I love you guys. And one day, when I make $1 million, I'm going to mail you all a check. I think it's my
You're a trip, brother. You are a trip.
I do believe it's my good friend and counterpart, and the right hook or the right uppercut or the right cross of the best 1-2 punch in alternative media, a conservative's perspective, heard 2 nights a week here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, James Bostic, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. And he's got a great show. He's talking all the news and views through his conservative perspective. Pretty darn good, and he's really good. He's smart, intelligent, well-versed, and he knows what he's talking about. So, folks, a conservative's perspective, Tuesdays and Thursdays, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Man, it sounds like I know what I'm doing here sometimes. Scary.
Yeah, of course it does. You've been doing it long enough.
Almost 600 episodes. It's crazy. If I count World Integrity News Network, I worked with them for 1.5 years. I was helping my good friend Bobby Biesinger out. Folks, you want to check out World Integrity News Network, too. They're doing fine stuff. They're trying to rebuild. They kind of went through it. And they went up and they went down. They went up and they went down. And we got Raquel's got a show, and my good friend Keeper's Mind Pool is back in action. And you can head on over to American Radio Liberty Alliance, I think is the name of the page. I'll post the page up, and you can go check it out. We do all of our radio postings there on that page for all the shows, Live Truth Radio to Keeper's Mind Pool. We got a lot of people on there that do shows. I think like Chuck Ocelli even might be over there. I don't know. There's so many people there now with their radio shows and their announcements. That's a pretty good page. But those guys got good shows. I like to promote other shows because people may not like me. They may be like, well, I only tune into him because he's the only one talking about what I want to hear. Well, there's other guys. You could check out my friend Brian Lang, Live Truth Radio. He's doing just search him out on Facebook. He'll come up. You want to check out my good friend and pastor Sylvester Bland at the United Saints. That's plural. UnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us. He does a show Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time. He's doing great stuff. And my friend, Tamisha Pruitt, she's an amazing singer. She does Christian worship and singing. And if you believe in the Lord and that's your thing like me, you can go check out Tamisha Pruitt on she does Saturday nights, 9:30 Central. Here's a clip of Tamisha Pruitt.
Hey, everybody.
Jamming
Tamisha Pruitt here with my boys again.
TJ.
And we just want to encourage you to wake up with your mindset on Jesus and to seek the Lord early through prayer and through his word. So we pray you be encouraged. All right?
Yes.
All right.
Don't you know that I woke up this morning with my mind?
That's Tamisha Pruitt, Saturdays, 9:30, singing and playing and praising the Lord. If that's your thing, that's my thing. I love to watch Tamisha Pruitt. Not everybody's into that. Not everybody loves the Lord like I love the Lord, but I love the Lord. So if that's your thing, tune in to Tamisha Pruitt, Saturday nights, 9:30 Central and 10:30 Eastern. No, 9:30 Eastern. 10:30 Eastern, sorry. My time zone's a little crazy. Think about this, if they changed Florida to never falling behind and always staying sprung ahead, I'll really be screwed up. It'll be like 8 o'clock Florida time, 7 o'clock Eastern time, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Oh, my God, where am I? You know what I mean? So my friend Christina on the live feed is asking you to reiterate a little bit about the cell towers, and then I got to wrap up. Tell her about the 5G, the G5 and the microwave technology and the the aluminum and the strontium and all this metal that's spraying down on us. You can go to geoengineeringwatch.com and get blown away. My friend Dane is running that site. You will not believe your ears and eyes. This is scientific facts. of chemtrailing, also known as geoengineering. But go ahead, tell a little bit about the cell towers, and then I got to wrap up.
You talking to me?
You talking to me?
You talking to me?
Hey, forget about it. Hey, bada bing. Yes, I'm talking to you.
There's a person you can check out on YouTube. Her name is Deborah Tavares. She committed her life to this because she's out of California and they got towers going up everywhere. And a lot of the towers are actually being camouflaged to look like palm trees or cactus plants. This is not a lie. It's not a joke. All you got to do is go and look this up. And the 5G towers, the network, is at such an ohm. I mean, it's a microwave is really what it is. And
right. With
all the aluminum particles, the aluminum nitrates that they're pouring down on us from the chemtrails, we're actually breathing this particles in our lungs, and we're digesting this within our bodies. And you're going to have to detox somehow. But I can tell you this: when they turn on these machines, I have a really bad feeling that a lot of people are going to be. It sounds crazy, I know, but it looks like a lot of people are going to be baked from the inside out, and that's the ultimate goal of the elites, the underground government that wants 95% of Americans. 95% of the world's population down. I mean, if you go to Georgia Guidestones, like I did on vacation, the first thing it says for rule number one is keep population under 500 million.
Yeah.
And I went there. I took my daughter. I took my mom. I took my two dogs. And my mom could not believe what she was reading in 12 different languages. Well, she only read it in one, American, you know, English. But it said, keep the population under 500 million in perpetuation of nature, you know, basically to keep nature. So they're trying to kill you, people. They're literally trying to kill you. They have a plan.
You know what's so
now
crazy?
It's called 2030 because they had to back it up a little bit because of Trump.
But you know what's so crazy? What's so darn crazy about the whole thing is the average people have no clue what's going on around.
No clue. No clue at all. And look, Mark, it's not just the G5. It's what they're doing is they're, you know, like the helicopters in California that were raining down lasers to start fires. I mean, if anybody watched the videos of the California fires in Northern Cal and then Southern Cal, they would actually literally see giant holes in metal. I mean, aluminum rims melted. Cars melted. That's not from a fire.
Right. Well, that's like...
What they're trying to do is take people from rural areas and move them to the city, so when they do turn these machines on, it's going to fry more people. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy truther, because that's really what it is. I'm a truther.
You know what's funny? They actually try to make everybody think that, oh my God, all our land and all our resources are used up. Everything
no,
in the
not.
Whole
we got
world.
Plenty of room.
Check it out. If you really research, you can find out that only 3% of the land in the United States of America is occupied by human beings. 3%.
That's correct. Yeah, we have plenty of room. We don't have plenty of room for refugees because they have malice intentions. But yeah, we have room for Americans to make more babies. That's for sure.
Yeah. And so 97% of America is untouched resources. We have so many resources in this country right now that if we just said, you know what, to hell with the rest of the world, we're going to build a wall around the whole country and we're going to make our whole nation like a gigantic castle and keep everybody out. and we will no need nobody. Because we don't.
We will not need anybody. We have so much technology with this. There's a guy out there. If you watch, I don't mean to plug in another person, but Trey Smith. If you watch, there's one video out there that I have to keep watching over and over again because it is so accurate. It's the prophecy of Trump, and it just it's so amazing to watch this. But it also includes technology within, you know, within that video. That shows that there are so many bright people in this country. I mean, if it wasn't for America, there would be really, literally, no technology. If you think about this, we've only been around for 241 years?
It's 40, yeah, something like that, 49 or something.
Okay,
like that.
Okay. China's been around for what?
Ever.
Thousands of years. And we have come up with so much technology out of our country with the innovation and the technology. We have some of the brightest stars on the planet within this country.
Amen.
And I'm not gonna hate to admit it, but Donald Trump is right now one of the brightest.
Amen. You know,
he's my president. And he's going to be my president, and they better leave him alone. And they
Amen.
Can take that to the bank, FBI, CIA, and all your alphabet names, because the American people got to cut me off.
We're on the train.
I know
We're
I am.
We're riding the Trump train, folks. The only politician, he's not even a politician, the only businessman turned politician that I've ever seen go, I'm going to do this, 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 this,
and
that,
do it.
That,
and literally
this,
do
that.
It.
And then check off his list.
He's literally doing it.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like that in my life. And of course, the liberal. Mainstream elitist leftist Marxist communist media propaganda machine for the left will never talk about the accomplishments and the greatness that is occurring.
Of course not.
But that's on that. The American people aren't stupid. And the main reason they want to kill Facebook is because they're seeing, oh my God, these people are too smart for us. We didn't know they were this smart. And then we gave them social media. They're even smarter. They know even more and they're going to fight even harder. So. They got to squash.
You're 100% correct, Mark. You're 100% correct. And that's why CIA, I mean Facebook, has been collecting our data.
Yeah. And, you know, people are like, oh, it's a big shock. You know, man, the phones, they're following us. They're tracking us. Folks, you agree to the terms and conditions of Facebook. Facebook is a private entity. They do not deserve to, or owe you the First Amendment because they're private. They can cut you. They can cut you. They can say whatever they want. I'm sorry to say, but that's the truth. If they don't like your view, they have every right. It's a privately owned entity. Well, it's publicly traded, but I mean the investors, the people have the say. The government don't say what people can do. You know, I mean, they try. They're trying real hard. But, I mean – the social media has got to go because it connects us all globally. I have patriots that listen to my show in New Zealand, in Germany, in Thailand. When I see the list, I can't believe sometimes some of the countries that listen. You know, all right, so 0.01% of the audience is listening to me in Japan. But they're listening in Japan. It's crazy. And so they got to get rid of this. And that's the plan, folks. Believe it. Marshall, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Always a pleasure. We'll have to do this again.
Well, thanks
again
for
too.
Having me. I appreciate it, Mark. Anytime, you just give me a call. I'm always here researching. Except for next time, let me pick up the topics, and we'll go from there. How's that, brother?
Oh, yeah, we can do that. That'd be fun. I'd let somebody else run the show, and I'll just be the – I'll just run
no,
the board.
No, I don't
want to
run it, but I've got a lot of knowledge on a few topics that I really want to get out there. But, no, you're doing great, brother. You're doing awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Marshall Law, thank you. And my friend Beverly's watching. We just talked about Beverly a little bit ago when I was thinking about hanging up Patriot Nation Radio, and it was her and Bianca, my wife, who convinced me to keep going. And so here I am, Beverly. I want to thank you for your inspiration to continue. As here I am, this June will be 5 years of Patriot Nation Radio. And my good friend Beverly Martin there, right there in the live feed, I thank her so much because she has inspired me to continue, along with my wife. The two people I love and respect in this world very much are Beverly and my wife. Bev is a great lady. I wish we hung out more. We should all get together soon, Beverly. It would be a pleasure. And with that, folks, I would like you to join me as our good friend Dave Bray sings us the national anthem. And be sure to check out DaveBrayUSA.com. New Dave Bray coming out Memorial Day. We'll have the new couple of new songs and Dave Bray on here right after the release. And so right now is the Star Spangled Banner. I will put the flag right here in front of the screen. You can join me. Rise up. Remove your cap if you have a cap on, and join the national anthem. And join us Thursday. Let me hold on before I go away here. I got to get my guests for Thursday. Yeah, we were chatting all day. I'm going to look in my chat here. But Thursday at 8 p.m., we will be speaking with the patriotic girl and tattoo mama. She was out there at one of these rallies, the 2A rally. She's going to come on Thursday, and we're going to talk about all the rallies and all the things that patriotic girl and tattoo mama gets into. We're going to have a good time there. That's Thursday, and then next Monday, we'll see. I believe we're going to have Casey Massey live on Patriot Nation Radio. Some folks have really been waiting to hear from him. He's angry, and he's not a happy, and I'm sure he's going to shovel it with vulgarity and anger at patriots who left him in the dust as a political prisoner. So if you have your children listening to the show, please put them in another room. I believe Casey will be swearing immensely. He's angry at the patriot community, as he should be in many respects. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Patriotic Girl Tattoo Mama will be coming on the show on Monday. Her real name is Jeannie. She'll be joining us. Jeannie will be joining us this Thursday, 8 p.m. So here it is, the national anthem. God bless you. God bless America. God bless everybody. Thank you all for tuning in. Here we go.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Hail the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you and good night. Oh, wait, let me do that. This has been another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. Thank you, and good night.